I've set the recording going on wrong. So I record Baz on one channel and me on the other. But we're mixed up. So I'm Baz today. And
Adam, please. Yeah.
And he's me. That makes sense, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what, it's nice and warm in here today, isn't it?
We're into the positive numbers, I think. Now we're out of the minus temperatures.
Oh, is it?
I think so. It's a bit warmer. I mean, it's a little bit warmer. Of bloody old men talking.
Sun's been out for yeah.
About the weather.
Speak for yourself. Sun's been out for about a day, and it's boiling.
It was freezing yesterday, even though it was a nice day. It was bloody freezing. I'm going to turn that heater off.
Probably
hear it whirring away in the background there, but
yeah. Welcome
back to the
podcast,
the Richard Madeley impression. Podcast. What we're going to talk about, really?
What's on the agenda this week? Saving electric.
yeah,
saving pennies on your food shopping.
Yeah.
We're going to talk. Well, to be honest, the title of the podcast, like you said, you came up with it. We've been a little bit. What's the word?
Devious.
Devious with it, really. I don't hate any bands.
Nah.
I certainly couldn't find a band I hate that with a song alike. I mean, it took some thinking. I've got to be honest. It was a tough one.
It was
a tough assignment.
It was a tough assignment, but this is it. Yeah, I'm trying to challenge us to.
I liked it. Yeah, it's good.
Well, you know what? I like to think that it's meant as a positive kind of thing. You can't help not being into some bands.
No.
So I'm trying to find the good in what I don't sort of instinctively like.
Be your ear now. It's too late.
Your ear. Yeah.
You just want to know what the songs are. You see.
You're
Well,
you know what? I don't know. As I get older, I tend to find myself a little bit more open-minded. I know people sort of suggest that it's typically the other way around, that you get older and then, ooh, you like what you like and you don't sort of try new things or anything. But I'm totally the opposite. I'm sort of find myself liking and
you're mellowed with age.
Mellowed, I guess. I hate the word appreciating. It's so lame. And I appreciate that. I could appreciate that, you know. What does that mean? You
know? It's a cop-out, isn't it?
It is a total cop-out.
You know, it's when you've got to, you just don't want to offend anyone, do you?
Exactly.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, I appreciate what they do. I appreciate what they do, but I despise it, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. When you're young, you're dead fiery and you don't really give a fuck what anyone thinks. But you become a grumpier. I think you become grumpier as you get older, but you do, in a lot of ways, become more open to things, you know.
Even begrudgingly, you know.
Begrudgingly, that's it.
So do you want to kick him off?
Me?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I fucking hell, the pressure, eh? Right, okay, well, yeah, this was interesting. I enjoyed this. This was quite... I had to go through my phone, to be honest, because I could not think of a band. And a band, a song... I found a song of a band years and years ago, and it's the only song of theirs I've got on my phone. And I don't know a massive amount about the band, but they're a massive cult band, and I know a lot of people love them. It's a band called Type O Negative.
Oh, right. Pete Steele. Pete Steele, yeah.
Right. I don't know where I found the song. It's a song called I Don't Want to Be Me. And you've probably heard it on my phone a million times. I don't want to be.
Yeah.
It's Elvis. It's banging. Well, he sings a bit like that.
Yeah, he does.
It's banging. Yeah. It's a banging song. It's got a great solo in it. It's like up tempo. And I thought, this is great. I like this. It's a bit different. It's got a really weird, like, I'll sing a lot of that. It's really good. And then I checked out the other stuff. I fucking can't stand it.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate it.
No.
I can't. There's nothing they've got, really, that I've heard that does anything for me. I've tried because I really love that song. And he's dead now, but he died of a heart attack at 48 year old.
Yeah, it was.
6 foot fucking eight. I think he was about 6 foot eight, he was. Massive
big
bloke.
Fella.
I watched loads of interviews with him. Fascinated by him. Fascinated. Such a lovely guy. And this music's really deep and really meaningful. And he sings about a lot of really sort of real life things. And the ingredients in there, I just can't get on with them. It's like it's goth. It's kind of goth. Bits of him sound like Ozzy. He sounds a bit like Pantera, them kind of guitars.
I know what you mean, gothy. Yeah, I kind of get that. I think the vocal delivery is quite 80s, you know.
Yeah, he does sound a bit
gothy. That kind of
it's mysterious. Cure, and, sort of. Yeah, yeah, he's a bit like that. Yeah, yeah, definitely like that. Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
his order sings very slow and low,
like that. And it's, I just can't get on with the music. Apart from that one song, check it out.
Did they have the album cover with his?
I think they might have done. Yes,
balloon knot.
I think so. Yes. Oh dear! But yeah. I'm fully aware that they've got a massive following, and they're like,
deep,
I can understand.
Meaningful.
I can completely understand why, like, because I think they're amazing. I just, everything about them says interesting, different. Meaningful band, great frontman, amazing. You know, great story. Just I can't be doing with the music. I don't know why. I'm a bit gutted about it, really.
But that song was.
But that song's amazing.
That song's good. Yeah.
That's killer.
I think I do know it.
I have to listen to it if you haven't heard it. It's probably the song that all hardcore fans hate. I don't know if that's true, but
is it their Dancing Queen?
It might be. Right. You know, I imagine it's the one that. You know, the fair weather fans like,
right.
Like me.
Like you, yeah.
Well, I might be wrong, but there you go anyway.
There you go. Right, well, you tried, you know.
I did try.
Can't say fairer than that, can you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, there you go, Pete Steele legend.
Yeah, I've read quite a lot about them over the years, and they've sort of passed me by. 90s, that was their sort of heyday.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, 90s, yeah. 90s, yeah, goth, metal type music, yeah.
Did he write... records have anything to do with them at any point?
I have no idea. Possibly. Sure. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
If they were in the 90s and they played guitar, might have been.
Probably. There you go.
But, anyway, yeah. Oh, well.
There you go.
That's a good one. Go on then. I'll go with a band a little more, well, much more mainstream.
Is it Kiss?
Honest. It ain't. I thought throwing in an honourable Kiss mention.
The obvious one. I purposely avoided the Kiss thing as well, to be honest.
No, this one is...
Because I've got no fucking songs I like.
I just couldn't find a song I liked at all. No, this is Californication by...
Oh, good try.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That
song is what sparked the idea for this, really, because it was on... I think it was just on an Alexa, you know, rock playlist. And it come on, and I just thought, my God, this is a great song. It's just so good.
Is that the one with the video with the computer game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lyrics, the music, you know, individual parts of the music, you know, the bass and the drums, the rhythm section is just amazing. Kiedis is fantastic. Amazing lyrics. Like, really amazing lyrics. I think that was when I was washing up or something, and I was just, like, really listening to the words for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you actually read the lyrics?
I haven't, no. It's one of those songs, isn't it? It's one of those songs that you switch off in your head because it was...
You've heard it so
It's just mate. Everywhere, and it's yeah. like, you just say, I can't be arsed with this.
Yeah, I had, like, an epiphany to it.
A similar thing happened to me with Fall Out Boy and the My Chemical Romance. I never listened to them for years, changing the subject slightly. Then they came on and I was like, fucking hell, these are amazing songs.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, that's kind of what I meant earlier when I said that as I get older, you sort of, you're instantly a bit more dismissive, like you said, when you're younger.
Yeah.
You don't really give things the time. Because you let your sort of biases or whatever.
When you're a youngster, you generally tie your flag to the mast of one or two bands, your image, and that is you, isn't it? It's like, I got time
exactly,
for that
yeah,
shit.
That's a good way of doing it, yeah. Yeah, good way,
for
good
me,
way
it was,
of pointing.
I ain't got time for that shit, man. I ain't got time for it.
Yeah. No.
Tosser.
It's, but I don't know. I had a similar moment. And Red Hot Chili Peppers, I've tried to like, you know, they're so big, they're sort of unavoidable.
Yeah.
And
they're a weird one, aren't they?
But this song, and I wouldn't call myself a fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers at all, but some of the lyrics, psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation, and little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. Now, that's oddly, like, prophetic, isn't it? You know, psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation, you know, all this stuff with phones and, you know, Huawei and Chinese-built phones, and they're all spying on you and all that. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. Is that Greta Thunberg? She's Swedish, isn't she?
Well, that song was out before
this
she...
is like 30 years ago, this. You know, how weird is that?
That's strange, isn't it? Yeah. He's a fucking time traveller.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
I wonder what they do mean. Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's just really good. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Well, everybody's been there, and I don't mean on vacation. Firstborn unicorn, hardcore soft porn. They're just amazing lyrics. You know, they're like a million light years ahead of all that other scatty bollocks he does.
Scatty Bollocks.
Oh, that's skibbity bop.
I think that's the name of their second album.
Scatty Bollocks.
Scatty Bollocks, yeah. That was them. That was their nickname for John Frusciante back in the early days.
Scatty Bollocks.
Oi, Scatty Bollocks, get the kettle on.
Get the kettle on. Get the spoons out.
Get the spoons out, Scatty Bollocks. Yeah, Anthony, no worries.
So anyway, yeah, if you haven't given it a chance, just go read the lyrics and listen again. It's
I think songs
incredible.
Well, I would say this because I write words in our band, but I think songs, you do take on a whole new meaning when you eventually do read the words or listen to the words. Because often you just don't, do you? You're into the music or you're into whatever. You dismiss it because it's on the radio all the time, but you listen to it and think,
it's important to me. Like when I'm listening to songs,
But your average man on the street often isn't, is it? You know, it's just on the radio, isn't it? I got that album, and there is one or two other good songs on there. I'm similar to you. I'm not the world's biggest fan. I don't mind them. I think they're interesting.
Zephyr song's good.
What's the fucking song?
Give it away. You're like kind of stuff.
What's the other song on that album? It's a really slow one. The video for it's in black and white. Somebody will comment on it. That's a really great song.
Under the Bridge, is that?
No, I can't think anyway. But yeah, Dave Steen, our number 1.5 drummer, I was with him the other day and we were talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see, now he goes way back. Of course he does. He loves all the Scatty Bollocks shit. He can't stand them after they became big and successful.
Oh, he's one of them, is he?
Yeah. So I go, bugger the old days. You like all the old shit. None of that new shit. So it's funny, isn't it? Yeah, but yeah, I don't mind them. I don't know. I could take him or leave him, really.
Well, that song is a masterpiece, anyway. And for another thing, like I didn't get when I was younger, you know, was Frusciante's solo in that. It's so minimalist. There's like 10 notes in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I always used to think, oh, what a cop out. Why isn't he, you know, shredding and all that? I didn't get the taste. And now listening back to that again, it's just like it's just perfect for the song. So simple and like...
Well, that's the essence of great songwriting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, that's what you want, isn't it?
Flea's doing his busy bass stuff, but it's not like, ooh, look at me, you know, like a lot of it can be, I think.
I think there are a bunch of amazing musicians and I just think the music is very... Yeah, some people love it or some people don't. It's a very unique taste and it's fun. It's kind of funk rock, isn't it, really? It's either like it or you don't, but you can't do that. You can appreciate their awesome musicality. Bob Mateboy in drums is a fucking other level, isn't he?
Old Chad.
Oh, he's ace. What a guy he is. He seems like what a nice guy he is. Chad, what's his face? Yeah, Smith.
Yep. But yeah, anyway. There you go.
Another one?
Go on then, let's go for it.
I've got a bit of a curveball here. We're throwing it back a long time. I remember watching, I got years ago on DVD from Andy's Records, I think before it closed down, was the Woodstock, the whole of Woodstock. I got the DVD for it. Or whatever.
Okay.
It's really good. And it's got Joe Cocker.
All right.
Singing, what would you do? The Sang Out of June, that one.
Yes.
Help for My Friends.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never seen it like it. I don't know if you've ever seen the live performance of it. It's a live performance, obviously. It's on YouTube. It's a bit sort of grainy because it's from 1968 as 9 or whenever it was, 1969. And it is fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. His voice is out of this world. And it's a bit wacky to watch. It's in the 60s and he's obviously throwing some shapes and, you know, pulling some hideous faces and all that shit. And he's off Where Were the Fairies. But it is amazing. The band sound incredible. Gives me goosebumps, right? And then I was like, fucking hell, this guy's amazing. I need to hear more of his stuff. I got some more stuff. Not a fan. I've got to be honest, I was a little bit let down. But
not even common people.
But very good, yeah. I like that one, yeah. Sorted for Ease and Whiz. Yeah. That's the big one I like, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. But he is amazing. No denying his voice is one of the greatest voices ever. Greatest voice. And actually, I do like another song. What's the one he did with Jennifer Warnes? Up Here Where We Belong.
I know the song. But is that...
That's them two singing it, yeah. Joe Cocker and
that is a great song.
Jennifer Warnes, is it? I mean, that's not the song I heard originally, and I don't mind that song. It's amazing. But yeah, fucking hell, he's such like a humble looking guy. He looks like, on the Jennifer Warnes video of him singing that, he looks like they've just dragged him off the street.
Yeah. He's a scruffy.
He's looking at shave for ages. His hair's all over the gaff. He's got some like jumper on. He looks like he's picked up from a fucking charity shop. Boy, he opens his mouth. It's fucking out of this world. And that song at Woodstock is amazing. Yeah. But yeah, everything else, I was a bit. It's kind of soul, isn't it? It's kind of, I don't know, it's like soul-y, kind of boring. I find it boring as fuck, to be honest with you. I was a bit let down, to be honest. I thought, I'm going to find an album here of treasures.
You know what? Oh, you mean the whole thing?
Yeah, well.
Well, a lot.
Just what he does normally. I mean, that was, I think because that was so long ago in the 60s, and then he went on to have a massive career after that. Yeah. He became this soul kind of legend, crooning kind of legend. But that performance at Woodstock was... Is it a Beatles track, that? The bow with a little help from my friends.
You know what?
I don't know who wrote that. Did he didn't write it, did he?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Did the Beatles sing it? It was on the Wonder Years, wasn't it? Was it the theme tune to the Wonder Years?
Oh, I don't know.
Say too many words.
Was it like...
What would you do if
did
I
this, is it like, not something at like a rock and roll... induction and a bunch of famous people play it all together. I can't remember. Or am I thinking of something else? Anyway, I don't know.
No, I don't know. What did they play with the George Harrison thing with Prince? Was it that? Why am I thinking the Beatles? Did the Beatles cover it?
Bear with us, folks. Come on, then. We've got to do this.
People will be going, you fake bastards. I thought you were in a band.
I know. Well, this is live, isn't it? You know, we could stop the camera.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know who wrote it.
It is, yeah.
Is it the Beatles?
It's the Beatles, yeah.
Well, there you go then. Maybe it was the...
hang on a minute. Who came first, though?
Who came first, Cocker or the Beatles? That's the big question.
I reckon it's the Beatles. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I looked this up on Spotify, because all I'm doing is getting the song.
Well, 1969, he sang it, and they were gone. When did they break up? 69?
70.
There you go then. I don't know my Beatles history either.
Billy Shears wrote it.
Did he write it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's a lot of the Beatles songs were covers.
All right. Well, he used to play his bass with them.
Song by Dustin the Turkey.
That's a euphemism for something, isn't it?
Song by Dustin the Turkey.
They've been Dustin the Turkey.
Oh, hang on a minute. Dustin the Turkey did it on 1997. The 1997 album, Faith of Our Feathers.
Oh dear God!
The Beatles did it originally.
Right. Okay. Right.
It was on Sergeant Pepper's.
I've never read the Billy Shears. Well, he's mentioned in it.
It was written by Lennon and McCartney. Anyway,
what the fuck are we talking about here?
There we go.
Anyway, there you go. That song. Yeah, check it out. Woodstock. Joe Cocker. Bow with a little love for my friends. Best thing you'll ever see. Best thing you'll see today. Anyway, guarantee it.
Right. I'll go for one more then. Not to jump on the negative train.
Is it Iron Maiden?
It is. How did you know?
I fucking knew it'd be Iron Maiden or Kiss.
Only because
they're the two I fucking checked out as well.
This is me extending an olive branch.
Brilliant.
To all the Maiden and Kiss losers out there. I'm only joking. I saw just on the darkest depths of YouTube. Yeah, it was in a recommended video, and I don't know why I clicked on it.
Can I play with madness?
No, song is still shite. That's crap.
Oh dear, go on.
I think I clicked on this because I like the song anyway, and it's always been the one song that I've thought, that's a top tune. It's Wasted Years.
Oh yeah.
And there was an acoustic. There was just an old guy covering it acoustically. I'll try and find the link and put it on.
So it's not even the Iron Maiden's one.
No. But it was that the song is amazing. Like, and he plays it acoustically. He's not, you know, giving it all the bloody foot on the monitor gallopy stuff. And it's just like, bloody hell, that's a good song. And again, the first time I sort of really listened to the lyrics.
Yeah, right.
And it sort of put it in context.
Yeah, when you break songs down and you take all the assault on the senses away, you hear everything else, don't you? Like you say, like the words and bits and pieces.
But that cover, I'll link it in the description if I can.
Was
find
it just a random
again.
Dude?
Just a random guy, yeah. I think he puts like covers of whatever song he fancies on YouTube. And it's just him in front of a camera. He's not like big fancy recordings.
I love the fact that it's not even Iron Maiden. The Iron Maiden when you're like...
No, but that's what drew my attention back to how good a song that was. And it drew my attention to the lyrics.
Have you since listened to the Guns N' Roses one, Iron Maiden one, and thought and heard it in a different light after hearing...
Well, we've already heard it in that similar style. And it was when I first sort of started to really like the song. And it was when we're going back a long way here. With that, what were they called? Iron Maiden.
Maiden United.
Maiden United, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. With, that's a throwback, isn't it? Coming to a carpet factory in Skelmersdale near you.
We did some gigs with a Maiden acoustic supergroup.
We did, yeah.
So there was Rude Jolie out of Within Temptation.
Fucking was as well. It's not even lying.
What's he called?
It was the drummer from Within Temptation. It was a drummer from... it was Damien, what's his face, from...
Threshold,
yeah. Singing. It was Rude Jolly. The drummer was from... Oh, man. I do know what the band is called. The big bands.
Anyway.
I can't remember the bass player was.
They were a legit
bunch of
musicians, and they went out and did some gigs, handful of shows, playing acoustically, Iron Maiden covers. And we were supporting them, not acoustically. So it made for a... very dynamic evening.
It was, yeah. Dynamic is one word for it.
But anyway, I remember watching them and realizing that the arrangements and things are great. You know, these Maiden songs. Look, like we said, I don't hate these bands. Just not that into them. You know, I favor others, and but that song in particular is great. It's a really really good song. I like it.
Can't fault it. I'm not a Maiden fan. There's one or two I like. One or two. What's the big one they open with?
Ace is High.
Ace is High. Quite like that. Yeah. Probably just because it's not particularly wordy or memorable, but it's just great.
Flight of Icarus. Is that a great song?
Yeah,
What's the third
Eagle
album?
Eagle and Mandu.
Peace of Mind, I think. The one that was after Number of the Beast. I got that when I was a teenager, and I thought that was a good album, actually. I thought it was
actually quite like Fear of the Dark. That's quite a good song.
See, that's one I'm not. That doesn't do it for me. Fear of the Dark. Mm. Not saying it's rubbish. Doesn't do it for me. I can appreciate it.
Get
out of jail free card.
I could quite happily turn Iron Maiden off, to be honest. Or a Priest, man.
Oh well, yeah.
If we're choosing football teams, we'd go and Judas Priest every time, aren't we?
I would. Old Halford in there.
The new album's coming out soon, isn't it? I've heard some stuff, like a new single, I think. It's just, for me, they never dip in quality. Whatever you think of them, I just think they're great. I don't know, there's something magic about
Judas
Priest.
Have you heard the Nostradamus album?
Do you know what? I haven't. Have I heard one or two tracks off it? Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that awful?
No, it's not. It's different. And you know what? Fair play for him.
Well, I was having this conversation with Dave Steen. Our secondary drummer about bands that do that about, and I said I don't appreciate it. There's no other word for it. I've not heard it. The Metallica one they did with Lou Reed.
Oh,
yeah, it might be dreadful. It might be, but they had the balls to not rewrite the same shit they've been doing for years. They went, fuck it, let's do something else. And I dig that. It might be crap, but they had the balls to go out and do it. They can do it because they're big enough to get away with it. I suppose.
But I think that's the bit that
you go admire it.
Of course, absolutely.
I mean, I admire that. Like, that's fair play.
Of course, I do. You know, it's almost like Saint Anger when they were like pushing that grunge and new metal kind of. It sounded kind of reverted back a bit to being sort of garagey again. You know, and a bit more rough around the edges. And you could see what they were trying to do with Saint Anger, you know, trying to make it a bit lo-fi and a bit sort of angry and
rough around the gritty edges. But
they just pushed it too far. Well, yeah, but they pushed it too far. But then it didn't work really. And then, but then when they rewind like 12 or whatever years when they did Metallica, the Black Album. It did work. They pushed it in the polish direction so fucking far. So far, like, don't think metal has ever been pushed at that point.
Yeah.
And it worked spectacularly. So, you know, you got to take these chances. You know, if you don't push it too far, you don't know you've gone too far. So,
it's a gamble you've got to take. It's ballsy. He's ballsy, absolutely. I mean, I know it. He's not the same for us, but that's one of the reasons why we went with somebody else to record our next album. We could quite happily have, you know, the last two albums we've been very happy with, so we should, by rights, have stayed the same people doing it the same way, but we didn't want to do that. You know, we wanted to go in a different person for exactly the same reason. Mm-hmm. It might end up sounding shit. But it won't.
Grass all over the place.
Yeah. But do you think anybody's ever... has anybody ever taken St. Anger, like on YouTube?
Yes.
Have they?
Yeah, and remixed it and re-recorded
right.
it. And yeah.
taken that drum out?
Yeah. Yeah, they've done it. And
does it sound
somewhere
like?
On...
Because I know they did the Cliff Burton thing, didn't they, with the bass? Justice for Jason.
Yes, they did.
On Justice for All.
Yeah, well, it was basically just turning the bass up, I think, you know. And that,
yeah, yeah. It sounds like, yeah. I've not heard the St. Anger one on... I'll have to have a look for that. See if it sounds any better.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere. Yeah, someone with too much time on their hands.
I fucking get me every time people. I have done this. It's like fucking hell, mate. You don't have kids, do you?
Yeah. No, but I like St. Anger. You know, the song, but production. Yeah.
Load and Reload. That's where it's at, isn't it? You want to annoy any? You want to anger any Metallica fans?
Yeah, I like Load and Reload. I've had this debate many times with Rookie.
Does he not like them albums?
He doesn't. I've tried to convert him. He doesn't.
Massive
he's been stubborn though. Yeah, well there we go. Isn't he? Yeah. He's only saying that because he knows I like him. So yeah, let us know if you have any. In the old comments, if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, bands that you're not particularly can't get on with, but they have a song that you just can't get away from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just grabs you, pulls you in,
grabs you by the chin beard, drags you in.
By the scatty bollocks.
No scatty bollocks. Go get us a ginger nut.
Yeah. But yeah, that's this episode, really. Go check out Joe Cocker.
Cocker, Woodstock, and...
And you don't need to check mine out because you already bloody know him. But go read the lyrics if you haven't. Both of them, because I think both the Chili Peppers song and Wasted Years, actually, is quite good. It's quite a tender lyric, actually, Wasted Years. It's no one's getting stabbed or run through with a musket, with a bayonet, you know. Don't expect it.
Who writes the words in Iron Maiden, do you know?
I know Dickinson did. I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Somebody will know. Somebody on here will know. They'll tell us, won't they? Fucking tell us, all right.
But nah. Love... Iron Maiden, newfound appreciation for via that song. So I'll go on. Any Maiden songs I should check out? Any deep cuts that I won't have heard before? Let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
See you later.
Yeah, see you next week.